A farmer in Loudoun, New Hampshire, is calling it quits on a years-long project to breed a rare type of turkey called the chocolate turkey. They're thought to be one of the tastiest turkey breeds in the world, but that hasn't been enough to sustain them in Loudoun. Reporter Annie Ropeek explains why.
Birds are an inescapable presence at Jim Zack's farm in Loudoun. There are Pekin ducks, Cornish chickens, a menacing pack of stocky Emden geese. But most of all, there are the chocolate turkeys, about 100 of them, their dark brown plumage striking against the snow.
Who's got a story to tell? Huh?
The chocolate turkeys cluster at the edge of their enclosure, peering upward and gobbling inquisitively.
And they have their little turkey thoughts, and you see the gears going, and that can get you into a lot of trouble. So are they a beginner's bird? No, they're definitely not a beginner's bird.
Zack used to breed horses, but for nearly a decade, he's been pouring his life savings into a chocolate turkey breeding program, studying what makes them unique and mating his best specimens to create new generations of better birds. He's trying to resurrect history. The story goes that the Dindon du Chocolat was first bred from black turkeys by Jesuit monks in France in the 1500s. And Zack thinks his birds, in a roundabout way, are descended from those. But not everyone is so sure. The American Poultry Association doesn't recognize the breed. And Jeanette Berenger of the American Livestock Conservancy says the chocolate's lineage is pretty thin.
I can't tell you if those genetics are still around today. The evidence indicates that the chocolates are largely a recreation of that color variety.
Zack's other problem is that his turkeys cost $8 a pound. They can't compete with the grocery store butterball. Zack says his chocolates cost so much because they're expensive to breed and raise, but he thinks they're worth the price.
This is cooked last night, but...
In his kitchen, next to a cage full of twittering finches, of course, Zack cuts me a slice of cold chocolate turkey from last night's dinner. And it does taste different than any turkey I can remember having. It's tender and moist, with a richer, more complex flavor than I'm used to. Zack says this is because it grows slower than other breeds, developing more fat and muscle than commercial turkeys. A stress-free lifestyle and decadent diet don't hurt either. During the breeding program, Zack would sell 3 or 4 dozen turkeys a year for Thanksgiving meals, and he supplied poultry for 2 chefs at high-end New Hampshire restaurants. Corey Fletcher is one of those chefs. He runs Revival in Concord.
It's unfortunate because his product is so good and so different that the public is not used to it because they've never had it before.
If you can touch me, I can touch you. What do you think? Is that fair?
Out in the yard, Zack ruffles the feathers of one of his birds as she pecks at his boots. She doesn't seem to know she could be the last of a long line, but Zack does. He believes his could be the last formal breeding program for chocolates, and the breed is critically endangered. Zack's flock of 100 represents about a fifth of the global population.
I looked at this turkey and I said, you know what, I can make a difference. And it was a little bit naive because one person can't make a difference.
Not when supermarket turkey prices are lower than ever. But the difference is about more than taste or pretty feathers. Older, hardier varieties of poultry can carry useful immunities and other rare traits. And commercial turkeys have been bred to grow so meaty, so fast, they can no longer reproduce or raise babies on their own. Zack hopes that someday someone with more funding might revive the chocolate turkey again. Until then, he's sold about 50 birds for Thanksgiving this year and plans to give some more to local chefs. He'll keep 14 of his best birds in the yard. The rest will stock his freezer. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Annie Ropeek.